You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Cajun Cannon, there was a lot of some good, some bad, and a lot of ugly in this 27-13 preseason matchup for the Saints losing to the L.A. Chargers. Your initial thoughts as we hear the Cajun Cannon's rant?
Well, it doesn't matter if it's a preseason game or a regular season game that, you know, it's pros versus pros. You got to protect the football and you got to take it away. I mean, you don't think it makes a difference, but when all said and done, how a Jim Harbaugh team will play. You know, they won 11 games last year. And when you look at the 11 games, even though they had Justin Herbert, it wasn't because they were doing anything offensively. They had the number one scoring defense, giving up 17.5 points a game, which was first in the NFL. Well, today, well, we had 13. So, you know, look at their winning formula. A total defense, they end up being number 7 in the NFL. They were top 10 against the run in the pass. But more importantly, because I talked about the turnover margin, they were plus 12 last season in turnover margin. We were minus 6. So just look at the records. Something as simple as that. Now, the Chargers have played two preseason games because they played in the Hall of Fame game. You know why they waxed the Lions?
Turnovers.
The Lions had 5 turnovers. I don't know. I looked today. What was the turnover margin? Saints minus 2. I don't care whether you're fumbling the ball, you throw an interception. So they had 1 turnover. We had 3.
Right. They're muff punt.
So, yeah. And they, I don't know how they got that second one. They should have had, I don't know how we didn't land on that ball.
Bad luck.
Yeah. That guy ain't returning no punts anymore. you might have to go do something else. But when I look at something as simple as that, and you want to know, like an outcome of the game, and when he, you know, because the preseason games don't count. And then you can go 4-0. The Saints one season, I think, went 4-0 and was garbage in the regular season. And you can go 0-4. The team that I know that has had success in the preseason and they win is the Baltimore Ravens and John Harbaugh. But other than that, I mean, I don't know if you're just playing hard and you're getting better. Now we got to get better against the Jaguars. You want to get better against the Broncos heading into that first game against the Cardinals to give yourself a chance to win. But this is not good. We can't tell because in practice they don't tackle, damn it. So you don't know who's tackling who. Oh, I would have got him. Saw a couple of times where maybe they bounced out. We didn't have containment. And they had a big run. Now this needs to be reversed. We average 3.1 yards a carry. They average 4.4.
Boo.
So that's 4.5 to 3, basically. So we need to average that 4.5 a run. That's going to help our young quarterbacks, and our defense has to be more stout against the run. Now you might say, well, Bobby, take away the quarterback runs. Why take away the quarterback runs? Don't that count? You don't think Kyler Murray or the Cardinals might? I think he can run a little bit. He's like a June bug. You know, he's going everywhere. We're looking at Trey Lance. He had 7 carries, 7-yard average. You know, 6.9, so that's 7 yards. That's too much. He had a long gain of 17. A couple of times, He ended up scoring a touchdown on a run, and then he made first downs with his feet. I think overall, when you look at it, this is a mixed bag. They end up being 6 of 14 on third down, 43%. I thought we'd have been better than that, considering that we had in the game, I don't know, if this one you think your defense is really kicking ass. We had three straight three and outs.
That was a positive.
Yeah, a glass half full. Three and out, three and out, three and out. So the offense got to take advantage of those kind of scenarios. We end up forcing 5 3 and outs in the game. So I'm like thinking, well, that, but they end up being a 6 of 14. Now, we as offense, that's not good. And you ain't winning anything. You're not having sustained drives. We had 3 of 13, 23%. I'm not saying you got to be Drew Brees-like and be 50%. You might say, well, Bobby, how do you know so much about third down? I led a team in 1992. We were first in the NFL, 48.5% third down conversions. I don't care if you're conservative or not. Can you move the chains? First down, Saints. You know, all I know, 3 and 13. I don't care who's playing quarterback. That's not getting it. Sometimes I think you want to hit those chunk plays. But like even at the end, when Haener came in and he threw that that interception, that, okay, we're losing by 10 points. Left to fight another day. Hit the check down, then you're still in field goal range, and you make the, not the kicker, you got to make it. You make the field goal, then you're only down by one score.
Correct.
Versus all of a sudden, you look, it's 27-10 or whatever. And then you have no chance. Those are the little things that I think as a quarterback, you need to mature, get to that point. I was kind of worried at halftime. I talked about this. And we got to be more disciplined. You can't be having 5 penalties in a half. We had 5. These are guys we're counting on in the first half. Now, we end up finishing good. We were 5 penalties for 36 yards. You know, I say you're never going to have 9 penalties or more or hovering around 100 yards. We were better in the second half because we only had 2 penalties. We ended up 7 for 56. That's acceptable. Now, they only had 4 for 18, but we had 5 for 56 considering we had 7 for 56 considering we had 5 for 36 yards in that first half. So when you look at the positives and the negatives, when I look at like who really contributed at a high level, and this is Alvin Kamara's stat, because you look at like total yards from scrimmage, you know, whether as a running back or as a receiver or return yardage, you know where we're outstanding? Our kick return game. Coach Galliano, you got to give him a lot of credit, because you got a different boss now. Now it's the same scheme. But looking at Kendre Miller, he had a 36-yard kick return. That's winning football. Look at Velus Jones Jr. He had a long kick return of 46. So when I combine what they did rushing, catching, and those returns, Velus Jones Jr. had 88 yards total, and Kendre Miller had 60. Now, Velus Jones Jr., Steve, the way he's been running in practice,
yeah.
Not
I
only
expect
had one
a lot
attempt,
more.
He had minus 1 yard. I'm like, what? You know,
none of the running backs were getting it.
Yes, he wants to maybe hit a big play. Like Spencer Rattler ended up leading the team with 7.3. Kendre Miller, 2.5. No. Now, like Deuce says, too, they got to block for him. You got to give him a hole. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 1.5 yards. No. Again, I don't know from last year. We got new coaches and all that. And I looked at it. Are we running the football? Are we stopping the run? I would say no.
No to both.
When they average in 4.5 and we average, they average in 4.5 and we average in 3.
Run game, both sides of the ball, a problem still.
Yeah, so that has to be addressed. Hopefully, it's a better picture going against Jacksonville come next Sunday, and then obviously to close out the season on Saturday against the Broncos before we have to face the Cardinals when it all counts to kick off the season.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, I thought Tyler Shuck handled adversity. I've been there. A pick six, a cornerback squat, and they cheat, and you can't let them cheat. That's why we end up getting the touchdown to Tipton, a double move. You can't let them squat. Squat means they're just sitting on a route, whether it's an inside or outside breaking route. And especially in the NFL, no, you will give up pick sixes. And that's why you cannot let them just sit on routes. You have to double move them. Now you have to have longer protection when you're doing a double move route. And the one that Tipton, look how wide open he was. Because the damn cornerback for the Chargers, he's trying to cheat. That's why he got burnt. And he got burnt. Tipton had that one catch, 54 yards for a touchdown, and he could fly. So good for the coaches and the play call to help Shuck out to be able to have that kind of play, considering he had threw an interception before that. And I thought, overall, it's a mixed bag. I don't know. It's like a roller coaster for all the quarterbacks, whether it's Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck, or Jake Haener. Now, Shuck ended up being 15 of 22 for 165 yards. I think he did settle down. He had that one chunk play, like I said, to Tipton. Rattler was 11 of 7. But even your pocket presence, how, and you know, when they're coming in there, and you might say, well, Bobby, Jesus said and done that you cannot fumble. And Spencer Rattler's done this before, fumbling in the pocket. And you got to be able to protect that football. He has to avoid that. Now, I think Haener sometimes, he's tough. He has moxie. But sometimes he tries to make too many big plays where, like, remember I told you, take the dump off, get the field goal instead of getting that interception on the latter part of the game. And when you look at it, I mean, that's how you stand out. I mean, I don't know. Who's this Rodgers guy for them? From Rutgers?
Yes.
You don't think that catches the coach's eye? You have two interceptions, three passes defending, and you make a tackle on special teams? That's what you're trying to do no matter who you're playing for, to have that kind of outcome and to catch the coach's attention. Looking at Cedric Wilson Jr. and then Austin. Austin ended up having four catches and 42 yards, long gain 17. Cedric Wilson, three catches, 37 yards. So I can tell you right now what I look at. These three people have to stay healthy or we ain't even winning five games. We don't have a chance. We need Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, and right now tight end Juwan Johnson. They have to be healthy. You might say, oh, Bobby, next man up. Oh, well, no. I'm just telling you right now. And then Steve, I've been bragging on him. The tight end, he's been catching.
Jack Stahl.
Jack Stahl's been catching everything in practice, then he decides to drop it in the game. Come on, dude. You're fighting your behind off. This is your fifth year. You're a veteran. You know, he's coming over from the Dolphins, and he's been catching everything. But when it counts in the game, that's when for sure you cannot afford a drop because that's your drive killer. So now instead of having a first down moving the chains, you have to punt. So I'm just looking at our weapons, where are we at offensively. I think the backs will come along and help, Alvin Kamara. But as far as our top two receivers and tight end, I'm just telling you, I think those guys are going to have to stay healthy. Or it could, I don't know, it could be a long season. But got to look at the glass. It's only one preseason game. You have to look at, the glass half full instead
building
of half
blocks,
empty.
Right.
Yeah, and, you got to have somewhat patient. Now, how you can be patient is like, okay, I'm not saying we got to beat the Jaguars, but we have to look a little bit better than we did against the Chargers.
A lot cleaner. Cut down the turnovers.
Yeah,
cut down the penalties.
How about we be plus two? How about we play the Jaguars and we create a three takeaways and maybe give it up once? You know, those little things can be the difference whether you win or lose. Now, as far as guys contributing and trying to make the team, I think you were right on. When you gave this diamond in the rough.
Isaiah.
I don't know if you can find
not
a
Foskey,
better.
Not but Stolberg.
Yeah, Isaiah. Foskey. Foskey still don't contain. He missed a couple of tackles. Anyway, I'm not going to get on Foskey today. But you look at Isaiah Stolberg, South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits. I tell you what, he had a special teams game that I don't think he could do this every game. He'd be all pro. He would be a combination of Chris Banjo and JT Gray.
Hello.
Hey, all pro. He had four tackles. You know how hard it is to get four tackles in one special teams game? If you times that times 17.
And then his tackle for loss, he laid a lick.
Yeah, you're all pro. So he had three unassisted special teams tackles, one assisted. If you look, he had four combined tackles. He had a tackle for loss. So that catches the coach's eye, a lot of attention. You know who hasn't caught the coach's eye as far as in practice? And I know they're counting on him because they drafted him, when you look at it, in the fifth round, Jalen Ford from Texas.
Right. When we talked to Deuce pregame, though, he did say those L.A. sessions, he was starting to wake up a bit.
Wake up a bit.
Maybe that California air.
Because he looks the part. He looks like Tarzan.
Sure,
he looks like Tarzan will play like Tarzan. He stepped up. He had eight total tackles. So good for him being active. Now, another one that was more active compared to we took notes in New Orleans. Now, this is the diamond in the rough. This is like the Zach Strief, Marcus Colston. Bobby, what are you talking about? No, this cat was drafted in the seventh round. I don't know now how could he. If you're a seven-round pick, he's not going to start. But can he provide the depth that maybe contribute on special teams? If you look at, how you say his first
Fidel.
Name? Fidel.
Fidel Diggs, yeah.
Like Fidel Castro?
There you go.
That's how I remember that. Okay, Fidel Diggs.
Nice day.
Look at that. 6'4", 257, the rookie out of Syracuse, drafted in the seventh round. That would be honorable mention. Okay, I give Stolberg, diamond in the rough. We're going to give Diggs honorable mention. He had four total tackles, a sack, and two tackles for a loss. Now, this cat got ripped off. I like him because he played good. I think I could see him being a part of the rotation with the Saints or some other team, and that being Christian Boyd.
Yeah.
You know how I'll always remember Christian Boyd, too? Because at times I'm saying he's the real player from Northern Iowa. Not, you know, Trevor Penning. But Trevor Penning, what, he got hurt? I mean, that's like, come on, Trevor. He got that one holding. That was holding. You can't throw the guy to the ground. They're going to call that all the time.
So he got injury holding. And a penalty today.
Yeah. And so the real Northern Iowa player today was Christian Boyd. If you look at, he ended up with a sack. I thought that should have been a safety. But I guess if you're starting to make contact on like the half-yard line, the one-foot line, I guess they look at the forward progress. But we could have been winning 2-0. Remember last year we went out to the L.A. playing the Chargers. Then Taysom Hill influenced a punt or something. We were up 2-0 in that game. But Christian Boyd ended up having a quarterback hurry. He had a sack. And he also had a tackle for loss. So when you look at his contribution and where he's at, I mean, look, here's a guy drafted in the sixth round. That's kind of a diamond in the rough. That 6'2", 320. So could he be in that rotation to back up Godshaw? You know, and can you count on? Well, that's the kind of games you have to have. So those are those up-and-coming players that really it bode well for the Saints. You got to see it. You know how the coaches say, well, I'll see it in practice, and I want to see it in a game? Well, that'd be the perfect example for Mason Tipton. So Mason Tipton, now, can you build upon this and maybe come up big time instead of a big chunk plays, like maybe three or four, a handful of receptions come playing against the Jaguars or Jacksonville or the Broncos before we kick off the season? But again, the score doesn't matter. 27-13, I know it looks ugly, like, oh, the Saints must have got whooped. I look more in the fundamentals of football and how we have to get better, and Coach Staley needs to demand this. And all runs count. Quarterback runs count. We got to be able to stop the run and being able to run the football, and that's winning up front. And I'm still concerned with the depth on the offensive line and what's going to come about there. Because the better offensive line plays, the better offensive line play, I should say, that we get, our quarterbacks will play better. I think they'll learn to be productive quarterbacks to be able to lead this team.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.